Moncrief on News Talk
with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank? Having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? GasNetworksIreland.ie/movetogas.
Among the 22 people killed in May at the Ariana Grande concert was Martin Hett. Martin had already achieved a modest amount of fame due to various TV appearances and his utter devotion to Coronation Street. Almost immediately, the news of his death gave birth to a hashtag, BeMoreMartin, and now it's a play. On the line is Adam Zane, Artistic Director of the Hope Theatre Company. Afternoon, Adam.
Hi. Hi, Sean.
For those who don't know about him, tell us a bit about Martin Hett.
Martin Hett was killed in the Manchester Arena bombing, and he was a 29-year-old PR guy. He had a lot of social media things happening. He became very well-known on social media for his video clips, where he, just extraordinary things that he would post about Coronation Street and his love of different divas like Mariah Carey, and he had a huge following. And his death really affected so many people, especially in Manchester and in the gay village especially, because he was a very well-known man. And that's how I heard about him. A lot of my friends knew him, and they were devastated when we heard that he'd died.
Particularly, you mentioned Coronation Street. It seems as if he was the world's greatest Coronation Street fan.
Absolutely. I mean, you can't get any more of a super fan than someone who gets a Deirdre Barlow tattoo on their leg. It's just extraordinary. He was a huge Coronation Street fan, and one of the most famous things he did was he compiled a noise that Audrey makes, Audrey Roberts, and just. There's this like 5-minute video on YouTube of just Audrey throughout the decades doing this fabulous sound. So I urge your listeners to search out Audrey's noise, and it's just joyous. It's the amount of time he must have spent on it is extraordinary.
Yes. He had made a few TV appearances. He'd been on a few reality television shows and the like.
Yeah, he had. Him and his partner, Russell, went on Come Dine With Me and won. And then he was on Tattoo Fixers. And I met with Russell a few weeks ago, and just hearing about that they'd actually won Mad Night. I think they'd both got tattoos on their... Russell had got Ken tattooed, and Martin had got Deirdre. And so then he wanted to have more than just the word Deirdre. He wanted to have Deirdre's face on his leg. And so, yeah, they went on Tattoo Fixers. And yeah, I mean, it's one of my memories was at a Manchester Pride some years ago, walking past a boy and going, "There's a boy there with a Deirdre tattoo," and I just remember seeing him, and I never met him, but I just remember thinking, "Wow, a Deirdre tattoo! I've never seen that before."
Yes. And after the bombing, then the hashtag #BeMoreMartin trended on social media. Did that mean different things to different people?
Yeah, I mean, I've spoken to Martin's friends about this, and kind of a few people started putting it on Twitter, and then people were kind of sharing it, and that's kind of what started me thinking about the play, really, because I was thinking, well, what does that mean? What does it mean to be more Martin? You know, it was incredibly moving going to the memorial service, and everyone that I heard talking were just talking about his lust for life and his he didn't care what people thought about what he wore or the music he loved. He was kind of unashamedly into his own personal loves. And, you know, whether it be Michelle McManus from Pop Idol, who he traveled 24 hours on a bus to go and see in Inverness, you know, and you just go, well, I'm kind of understanding this now. I'm kind of going, he represents being passionate about what you love. And, he wanted to travel. That's one of the great tragedies is that the week after the bombing, he was ready to go off on an American road trip that he'd been planning from, you know, months.
Oh.
But, you know, this idea of, he was a very proud, out gay man as well. And I think that has, you know, when we're dealing with, you know, homophobia and people struggling with coming out, I think role models who are, you know, passionate and proud should be celebrated.
And so the play itself, how have you structured it? Is it a biographical piece or is it more sort of episodic?
Well, it's verbatim theatre, so it's based on interviews with Martin's close friends. So we're spending time focusing on his life. So it's not a, you know, the play isn't a funeral or a memorial. It's a celebration. So we're hearing such wonderful stories about Martin from his friends, how they met and nights out. And just, it's really quite moving to hear happy memories of Martin. And the family have been wonderful. They've been really supportive. So we're going to be sharing memories of Martin, and we're going to be, there's going to be music. We're going to have one of Martin's close friends, who's a singer called Rob King. He's going to be part of the production, and he'll be singing some of Martin's favourite songs. So it's going to be a celebration of an extraordinary man.
And by verbatim theatre, do you mean it's based on word for word on interviews you conducted with people?
Yes, yeah. So we record the interviews, and then we transcribe them word for word, and then an actor will perform that interview. So everything has come directly from Martin's friends. So while I'm not writing a script as such, I'm kind of editing and creating a piece from those interviews.
Be More Martin will run at the Hope Mill Theatre in Ancoats, Manchester, on the 22nd and 23rd of October, if you're in the neighbourhood. Are you planning to bring this to Dublin at any point?
Well, it's funny you should say that. Well, I was in Dublin earlier this year at the International Gay Theatre Festival, with another play. So there's, you know, I'd love to bring Be More Martin to Dublin maybe next year.
I'm sure they'd be delighted to have you. Adam Zane, thank you very much for talking to us today.
Thank you so much.
Moncrief on News Talk.
With Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank? Having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? GasNetworksIreland.ie/movetogas.